Hi. Good morning, everyone. Well, it's now lunchtime. Good midday. I am going to be joined by the amazing, wonderful Gemma from Positive Birth, and I am actually so excited. I have been truly inspired by all these live events that I've been doing. I've got my mug, if you know, you know. And I have been so inspired by the amazing women that I have been talking to doing these lives over the last week or so. And it's, we all need positivity in our lives while all this craziness is going on. So it's just like, it's so good to talk to women who are positive, and it's great. So she's just jumped in now, so I'm just waiting. Hi, darling. If you see the button which says request to join, it should have come up when just after you joined the thing. Hit that button, and then I can okay that request, and you can join the live. There we go. Yay. Here she comes, guys. Here we go. Hi, everybody. Hi, guys. Hi, everybody. Can't wait to be talking to the amazing Gemma. She's just coming on now. Ah, oh, there she is! Oh, hey, Martha, how are you doing?
I'm good. It's really nice. And we never met. I'm really pleased to meet you.
Can I tell you, so many of my clients have been to you, have sung your praises. I've got one in particular who I have in the front of my mind who is like, oh, my God, she changed my life.
Oh, that's amazing. Thank you.
So while I haven't met you in person, and there will be copious amounts of gin consumed up all this craziness as a group of all my people who have done the live, because I'm finding so many positive business women in Edinburgh, and it's just inspiring the heck out.
Yes, totally. I totally agree. And, you know, it's all about the women running their own businesses, because I always say to people, once the money's in the hand of the women, we're helpers. So we're going to change the world, you know?
Absolutely. And it's like, and when we're working, like before the pandemic struck, I really felt like I was working away in my own little burrow sort of thing, you know, just doing me sort of thing. And you get so busy as a business owner, and you don't sort of poke your head up out of your hole sort of thing to look around. Yeah. What's everybody's doing, and it's been so good this lockdown, seeing and meeting all these amazing women that I've heard so much about from my clients and from afar.
Totally.
And
totally.
Like, hey girl, you're doing what I like to do. You're inspiring. Yeah. You're out there living it for the mums. So yay, hi, it's so good to be here. And I'm sorry about all the craziness that we had of missed texts. I swap networks, telephone networks, and so many of my text messages have just gone off into the ether. So, thank you.
Well, we're here. I'm here. So that's all that matters.
So what I've been doing with all my wonderful women is, for my viewers, for people who are listening to this, that sort of thing, is we're loving to hear about who are you, what do you do, and how did you start doing this? How did you get into this? Because we all have a very similar story of inspiration, and I find it's so great to hear about how you found this and how you got into it.
That is such a long story.
I know. It always is for all of us, isn't it?
So you know, I should work on this story. So yeah, so obviously I'm a midwife, and I have created my own kind of science-based hypnobirthing and birth preparation course. I'm also a trauma therapist, so I'm co-founder of Birth Trauma Scotland. So I work with a lot of people with birth trauma or perinatal trauma. And from that, that's grown arms and legs, so that I now treat people from all walks of life with trauma. But how did I get here? So I actually originally went to art college. And you know what I studied? Do you know what I studied, Diana?
Go
I studied photography.
So you know your F stops then, girl.
I've forgotten all of it. So I studied photography. I went to art college to do sort of, I went to Edinburgh College of Art to do, you know, generic foundation. And I ended up doing photography. And whilst I loved going to art college, and it taught me so much, like I think a lot of my creative thinking in my business and being able to kind of look out the box comes from, you know exactly what I mean. It's that creativity that being an artist gives you, whilst I deeply loved it, and boy, was it fun going to art college, I very quickly knew that wasn't my path. I always had this kind of feeling it was something else. And since I was a teenager, I've spent a lot of time in Asia because my dad lives in Malaysia. So all my summers were spent in Asia. And then laterally, from kind of my late teens, I used to go off for 6 weeks just traveling around Southeast Asia by myself, which was crazy. Right. And I'm so young. And anyway, that kind of led me to this more kind of holistic way of thinking. And I studied a lot of meditation and I started training when I was about, I think after my first summer in art college, you know, we get these ridiculous 3 month holidays and I just go to Asia and started studying Thai massage, different kinds of healing. So I then actually became a massage therapist and providing different healing modalities, which was amazing. And anyway, I'm going to try and whistle stop tour this a little bit. Ultimately, that's what I did, but there was just this feeling that there was something else. And I kind of got pigeonholed a bit of a pregnancy massage therapist. But there was this disconnect and people coming to me in pregnancy. I mean, you'll probably see this because you probably get people booking in pregnancy for their newborn yep. photography thing. And then you see them afterwards and you see how it's gone. And people will be really positive about the birth. But then they were coming back to me for the postnatal massage, a lot of them traumatized.
Yeah.
And I was just like, what is...
Two different women, isn't it?
Totally. And it just made me so sad. What's happening here?
Yeah.
And I had this real belief that childbirth could be straightforward. And I just was like, what is happening? What, you're going in there and you're coming out a different person. Yeah. That's what made me become a midwife, really. And that's what drove it. And really, that's probably what drives what I do now. So I became a midwife. Then I had my babies. And I've been very lucky. I've had two very beautiful home births. But also as a midwife, I know that things don't always go to plan. And so I basically set about, I trained in natal hypnotherapy. I'm an NLP practitioner. You know, I've got met.
I'm an NLP practitioner.
Are you?
I'm actually a qualified life coach. I've done all that psychology stuff as well because I think
NLP is
really
is like,
look at it, everything in a different way. Oh, I love it.
NLP is like, it's like the Matrix, isn't it?
I know.
You see things in a totally, I would recommend anyone who's watching look into NLP, think about doing NLP. It's totally amazing. Yep. So basically from that, I created my own hypnobirthing and birth preparation course. And it's really science-based, but also bringing in everything I've learned in Asia, you know, studying different healing techniques and everything like that. And so that's kind of where I am at. And even, you know, like everything I learned in art college, funnily enough, I bring into that creativity, I think, into what I do. Everything I learned in Asia and through the meditation, but I'm also a real research science geek. So that's kind of where I'm at.
So many good conversations over gin.
Amazing. Yeah, I know. But I love this. I love how, you know, I mean, I've been really aware of you because you've got such an amazing reputation. Our paths have just never really crossed, but I've been aware of you because I know your name and the main work that you do. But then you meet people and you're like, you've got all these other things, you know, as well. That's so cool.
It sounds like in a way we've had a very similar journey, which it's been people I find, and I'm meeting a lot of business women who are supporting our mums, and it's never just a straight journey. And because of that, we've got loads of diverse experience. And that sounds like what you've got. You've got lots of different ways at looking at the same box we're all looking at seeing what's different and what's connecting and seeing the whole picture. You know, is one thing that I've heard from a lot of my clients who have been to you, that you really see underneath everything, which is fantastic. So that's how you got into it. Like, tell us if I was a client coming to see you, what are the different practices? What are the terms that you give yourself in which you support people? What's your vehicle?
What do you mean? How do I teach them?
Yeah. So like, you know, how to like your services, how do you define services?
Yes. So if you're pregnant, probably the main thing that your bread and butter that I would want people to come on is my hypnobirthing birth preparation program, which is a really amalgamation of everything that all my experience, because I learned that hypnobirthing for a lot of people I've seen is not enough, actually. We need really detailed birth preparation. Also, it's about, you know, I'm teaching people what to do when the buzzer goes off, as well as increase their chance for natural birth or whatever they want.
Yeah.
So I use, you know, my NLP techniques. I'm using, you know, meditation, a lot of psychoeducation, understanding the mind-body connection, you know, really teaching my clients life skills about how we can control ourselves, feel calm, control ourselves, because we can't actually, you know, there's two worlds. There's the outer world and there's the inner world. The outer world we can influence, we have very little control of. But the inner world, we can actually take utter ownership and control of. And lots of people say, you know, when you give birth, you have to let go of control. I don't believe that at all. We need to let go of our expectation of how the birth needs to go. But more than ever, we need to understand how to control our inner compass and feel calm and in control. So at the fundamentals of it, I'm teaching them tools for the day to feel calm and in control. But there's lots of the, you know, the belief change as well that needs to happen.
Yeah.
So you'll know a lot about that from NLP, you know, and it going into it, our beliefs about childbirth are palpably fear-based in general in our society. And the stories that we say to us about when we give birth and how it can be awful and painful and horrific and all these kind of things basically tend to play out.
Yeah. Filling prophecies, totally.
Totally. And you know, like if we're pumped full of adrenaline when we turn, we're not even given birth yet.
Straight up.
Like we've already turned up and we're pumped full of adrenaline and fighting a predator because of what we believe about birth, that we're fed from the outside. So we're kind of starting to re-choreograph what the new messages are. So I do go a lot into I'm a total neuroscience geek, so we go a lot into neuroscience. A lot of my, I have a lot of clients who are medics, you know, who are scientists. I am very, there's no fancy language or talking about unicorns coming out of vaginas or anything like that. Because funnily enough, that doesn't happen. But, you know, unless it's ingested, but it's very, very scientific and balanced. But actually, do you know what my ulterior motive really is? I mean, I really believe that peace on earth starts with birth.
Oh, God.
Do you know? And if we have traumatized parents,
that leads
it cascades.
Bad reactions to situations like babies crying, you know, mums going within themselves, has bad starts making bad decisions because of those initial reactions. And it's like, it's a snowball effect.
I can only imagine that you're amazing at reading people, and you'll come in and just seeing the, you know, you could see one mum whose baby's crying, who's, you know, totally triggered and traumatized, another one who's really calm and laid back. And so much
cut out there. She'll come back, hopefully. Good old Ocean. Oh, sorry. The internet, I tell you. Sorry.
I can move rooms. Am I okay?
You're okay. You've come back. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So I really believe it all starts with birth. And if every single mother and partner could feel really powered and calm and in control, and you know, even it changes our beliefs. Am I a good enough mother? Do I feel like a failure because of how I give birth? Do I feel proud and empowered? Do I feel in tune with my instinct? Or am I doubting myself? So I'm having to go on Google all the time or whatever. And I really think it all starts with birth. So my ulterior motive is really to create world peace. But also a lot of the tools to use them in motherhood and life in general. And funnily enough, it's just everything I learned, you know, meditating in temples in Thailand, and it's all of the things that are actually life tools. So a lot of my study, in the same way that you've done NLP, you know, I a lot of things that I put in my course are just from the birth world, you know.
It's so true. It's like if you've got you know, a mum who feels out of control in her birth, you know, and especially in this time that we're going through, I'm seeing a massive rise in anxiety, like through the roof. And I can see it a million miles away. Mm-hmm. And it's like, if you've got a mum who's very anxious, unsure, unconfident in her ability, she's going to be tensing like crazy, and the oxytocin is not going to be able to flow. You know, and when you see a woman who's given natural birth and the oxytocin effect, like it can make you feel drunk, you know. And so it's all there, but it doesn't come if you're oh, so tight. And if you're coming back with a traumatic experience from birth, you know, you wonder where that disconnect between mum and baby comes in. You know, it starts right from the get-go. You know, you're not going to touch something that makes you hurt, sort of thing, or brings you stress. So it's like taking that breath and relaxing into it, and being mindful. And like we spoke about this the other day with on another live, where it's like being in tune with yourself. I just love everything you're saying. You're so on my wavelength, and I love it. So I usually ask my people on my lives, you know, if you were speaking to me as a mum who was pregnant, a new mum to be, what are the three top tips that you would give me to help me make this a better experience than what I probably would have been?
I would say to really understand and value how important this day is, and that you need to actually take responsibility and put the work in, and truly invest time and money actually in this really important day, in the same way that you do a wedding day. This day will stay with you forever. That's why, you know, I, as through my work with Birth Trauma Scotland, I treat people with birth trauma 20 years later.
Yeah.
And it reached their whole life. So this day is so, so important. Reading a book or, you know, doing a quick course online is not enough, I find, in general. So that's why I don't just teach hypnobirthing. There's birth preparation as part of what I do. You get to attend birth calm classes, you get a big manual, which is, I just printed, and I've worked on it for 2 years. It's like the Bible of birth, because I found it's not enough. You know, like, you wouldn't sign up for a marathon and just turn up on the day and hope for the best. You would train. So my first tip is, like, prepare for it like you would a marathon or your wedding day.
Yeah.
And in, like, really, really prioritize your birth and say to yourself, what kind of birth do I want? How do I want to feel? What actions am I taking every day to make that happen? And really think about what I'm consuming. Am I consuming one born every minute and all these horror stories? Or what am I actually doing? So my first tip would be to really take action and really value your birth, do you know? Yeah. And the second thing within that is you need really, really powerful tools to help you to let go of your fear and stay calm during childbirth. You have to have that, because the most dangerous thing that can happen in childbirth is for you to be scared. That actually is going to cause the most amount of complications, because you're going to be flooded full of adrenaline. And let's face it, what mammal is going to birth their babies while being hunted by a lion? You're going to suck your baby up, start the whole process. So,
and that is a thing.
Yeah.
It is a thing to have a woman basically hold on to the baby.
It happens all the time. Contractions stop before you know it. You're an oxytocin drip because your contractions went. Why? And lots of people feel they, you know, they're, we have this awful term, failure to progress, you know, and that's a whole different conversation. But we feel like it's our bodies. I work with a lot of people with birth trauma. You feel like their bodies have let them down. Like, no, your body tried to keep you safe. Your body, you were not loved, supported, and cared for, and you didn't feel safe enough to birth your baby. Your body was protecting yourself. So the thing is that as humans, we can have imagined fear. So you want to make sure that you've reduced your fear in pregnancy and got amazing tools to stay calm. So I think prepare, make sure that you have got rid of all your fear and dug deep, be really honest with what you're freaking out about, because that will come and bite you at your darkest hour. Know that you've got tools to stay calm and control. And last but not least, I would say have a really good support team around you. You know, take the pressure off you. It's not just about you. If you need a birth partner who is on board. And my workshops are probably quite different, because if I was going to train anyone, I'd train the birth partners actually, because I really,
God, yes.
You know,
just as much training as the women.
Well, we're doing enough. We're bloody well birthing a baby out of our vagina. Do you know that, like, we should just be doing that, relaxing and breathing in the corner. Our birth partners need to be creating the right environment, keeping away the adrenaline, being our gatekeeper. They also need to know how to regulate our calm. They need to be calm and in control themselves. So I teach birthing breathing techniques to the birth partners, because I know that if our surroundings, everyone around us, you know, nonverbal communication is 75% of our communication. And if they're all stressed themselves, the message to us when we're birthing is, you know, they've seen a predator, they've become a predator too. I better stop birthing. So so really getting your support team, making sure your birth partner is invested. And, you know, it's okay if your birth partner, if your birth partner is not the right person, get someone else.
Oh my God, I totally agree with you. My husband, whenever he's worried, he rubs, like he'll just rub us. And I'm so glad I had a C-section because he would have rubbed me to death.
You know, and it would rubbed away your oxytocin.
Oh my God. And it's like, if I was going to do a natural birth, then it would have been like investing in his training on how to support me make this happen. I do on my Bubhub part of my website, there's a section there where I actually talk to the dads about earning bonus points. And it's things like in
the last
4 weeks of mum's pregnancy, you need to cuddle the heck out of her. Love her up, get that oxytocin going, you know, because that's going to relax her. And if oxytocin is already in her body, it's going to help the relaxing come in and have for a calmer birth. And so I love that tip of getting the dads involved.
Training the dads.
Out and invested in that day just as much as you are as the woman, because you shouldn't have to do this on your own. And also, let's be frank. Sometimes they're not the best birthing partners, and that's okay.
Yeah.
And like, it might be our girlfriends, our mums, you know.
Yeah, totally.
You know, whatever gets you safely happy, content, and that baby healthy, happy, and content into the world. Oh, I love this.
You know what the most important, there are many environmental factors that I share in my workshop that we need to give birth, but do you know the most important one? Is to feel love.
Oh,
to feel deeply, deeply loved and cared for.
Love.
Yeah. because if we feel love.
Agenda's just, I'm there. You know,
just love, because then we're producing oxytocin and endorphins, you know, and in the environment we need to give birth is the environment that we fall asleep in, that we make love in, that we do all these calm and relaxed things. And ultimately, if we feel loved, we feel safe.
Exactly. Oh, God.
I love that you do that. You should come on my page and give the dads some top tips.
Oh, I've got really cheeky ones too.
And I always can end my workshop. At the end, we basically go through, and the birth partners write all the things that they know now how to support the mum. And then the mums write a list of all the things they want them to do, the things they don't want them to do. And I always add on, buy a push present.
Thank you.
And I add a Baker photo shoot.
Yeah, it could be, I'm buying you a massage. So when baby's 10 weeks old, you're going to go have a massage. You know, simple little things. And it's like, I really love talking to my mums when they're pregnant, and it's secretly that's sort of why I get my clients in for a maternity session at 35 weeks and to say bring along dad, because I want to help set you up for the best position, like best birth that I possibly can, and guide you towards. And it's like, you're so right about investing in that day as much as you would say your wedding or something like that. It's like, get a doula, get somebody who's going to support you for 9 months, get the yoga, get the hypnobirthing going. Oh. You know, hypnobirthing, I've heard so many women say it's changed their lives, but it's so much better. What I've seen, and I'd love to hear your sort of take on this as well. If you are one of those people who have meditated before getting pregnant, you have that mental control or that awareness, your mental activity. And hypnobirthing works so much better for women who have had that mental discipline beforehand. And so women who think they can just tune into it or listen to one tape, you know, the week before birth or something like that, it's not going to, like, it still makes an impact. Don't get me wrong. It still makes an impact. But man, oh man, if you could 10X that, if you could by 10 and imagine just how much more you could have gotten from that. So, you know,
I think it's just like the training for the marathon, you know, like doing any training is going to be better than none. And I think that comes back to my first point that really saddens me is, you know, I see people saying, you know, oh, I hit the writing course is too expensive, but then spending £1,000 on a pram. And I think that's not their fault. We have a society that doesn't value that. And the same way I would say, so for example, for me, Diana, do you know what I regret? I regret not getting a newborn photo shoot. I didn't do it.
So and I really, where I hear that.
No, but it really does. I didn't value it enough at that time. And now it actually saddens me when I see your photographs and I'm like, I don't have them, my baby. Do you know, like, so people like, please book in and prioritize it because your babies are only, and it's the same thing. It's like, this time is too important. And you're not going to in 20 years look back and go, I really regret not getting the latest version of the pram. But you are going to regret not having those photographs of your baby.
Oh my God, you are
going to regret, you know, not investing in your birth. What are you going to show me?
And can I tell you, she turns blimmin' 9 this Sunday, 9 years old. And I look at this and I'm like, oh God, she used to.
Me looking at that makes me feel sad because I'm like, I didn't have that. And I'm, you know, like, also the other thing is partners, particularly if your partner is male, they're really rubbish. This is a whole, at taking photographs. I'm not with my parents, my children's dad anymore. However, if you look back, it looked like they didn't have a mother. And it's this beautiful documentary about him as a father and what an amazing father, catching all his moments. There's none of me. So do you know what? Diana can do it for you, folks. She'll do it for you. It makes me sad when I see that picture in a way. I'm like, I don't have that picture, do you know? And it all goes back to what we value and what we don't. And I really do think like a newborn shoot. Or also, I love the fact you do maternity shoot because, again, what that's doing is it's giving the message that pregnancy and that gestation is sacred and it should be set. It's making her feel special as she should do. And that's setting the tone for how it should be. It's acknowledged and it's being acknowledged as if it's a rite of passage. And going something like having a photo shoot in pregnancy is making it like a rite of passage. So I think what we're both saying here is actually, this sounds really bad, but if you're able, throw money at it. Because I know how much, what I was going for acupuncture, I was going for to chiropractor to get my pelvis checked, I was going to yoga, I was doing all of these things. I didn't do the photography video, which I really regret. But I literally invested in it because I got a secondhand pram, I got secondhand slings, because that wasn't so important to me. And I love it. I can think of one mum, she's actually a doula now, and she didn't have that much money. And she was like, we're getting secondhand everything, we're not spending any money. And all I want to do is spend money on my birth because it's the most important thing. I'll remember it forever, do you know? And
absolutely, it's like I, when somebody comes and has a photo with me, if their baby screams the entire time, poops all over everything, and it wasn't a nice experience, then every time they look at that image, they're going to think of that experience. And every time somebody goes, comes into their house and they go, oh, that's a beautiful image. And that mum is going to turn around and go, yeah, but he screamed the whole blooming way through and chat all over the place. And, you know, it's not going to be that positive experience. And so that experience is so important to me. And like you say, that rite of passage, you know, I have so many mums say to me, oh, no, I don't feel pretty when we're talking about, you know, maternity sessions. And I'm like, because everybody's conditioned in the society to think of their pregnancy body as one person. I don't look pretty. Rather than how great is my baby? Like, I'm here with my baby.
Yeah.
Oh, and it's
me.
Best. Imagine if, like, I had a wonderful birth experience, and when I hear mums talk about, I hate to say it, almost the butchery that happens, and the negative experience that they have, I'm just like, it breaks my heart. One of the most important days in your life that I brought the most amazing human being I know and I'm biased because she's mine, but, you know, into this world who every day just astonishes me. I couldn't imagine starting that relationship in a negative way.
And sadly, Diana, one in three women leave hospital traumatized. And that is not acceptable. And I'm not saying, and that is not because childbirth is dangerous and horrific. It's because, let's be honest, all the fear in our system actually is very hard to navigate. And that's why you don't want to be that one in three, you know, and it's not your fault if you are. But sadly, that's the level why I don't even do hit. I do like the whole package because I know the level that I prepared to have my baby so that I was ready for everything. So that I wasn't in that statistic. And it makes me so sad, the power, you know, the effect. And I'm sure you can see it because you work with people, you know, you see people potentially, and it affects them for the rest of their life. So the day they die, you will remember your birth, you know?
Rest of your life. And it's like, you want to look back at that experience. Sure, you know, pain, but in a positive way. You want to look back at it as a joyful occasion. And there is a lot of work to do leading up to it. And I love all, like, businesses like you. Like, you have made such a difference to so many of my clients who, you know, needed help on the other side, but also who started with you beforehand and have gone through that whole life cycle because they've felt with you, they've felt supported and cradled through the whole process. And I think if you really hit it on the nail of the head with the tips, which is investing in that day as much as you would for, say, a wedding or something like that, because, you know, you never, like you say, you're never going to remember the pram that you had. Like, who gives a damn? You know, you're going to sell it anyway. You know, there's a few things that you'll keep, like, you know, your favourite outfit from, that they grew out of or something like that. But there's very little possessions or the functional things that you need as a parent that you're going to treasure. You're going to treasure the memories that and the things that help you remember way, way, way more than, like, some, you know, nappy bag. Who cares, you know?
So, you know, from working with birth trauma every week, photographs are, I mean, I know this because I'm my background, as you know, is in photography, which is so cool that we both got an NLP background. So those photographs are really important from a trauma point of view, that if they're not there, it's very hard for people to say those first photographs, either they weren't taken or I remember. Like you just said, when you see that photograph, how unhappy I was. And I think the ritual actually of taking those photographs, therefore, particularly after a traumatic birth and going to, you know, yourself and honouring it, you know, those newborn pictures, is actually could be really healing.
Oh, God, yeah. I've had so many text me at 2 a.m. and it's been 2 years after I photographed their babies saying, we've had a pretty tough day today and I'm sitting here at 2 a.m. feeding as you do, and I'm looking back at these, I'm looking at the picture on my wall, and that picture today helped me get through today.
I don't doubt it.
And I'm like, when I wake up to those messages in the morning, it's like, oh my God, that's so.
And Diana, it's like, you're not just a, what you're doing is so much more than that visual thing.
Oh, God.
Do you know, it's like, I really see the value in the rite of passage of it and honouring it and remembering it and the sacredness and all of that, in the same way that the, you know, the birth preparation is so much more and so far reaching. And, you know, we have a society that says as well, a healthy baby is all that matters, which isn't true, you know, and but that message makes us.
Sorry, my phone decided to overheat. So let me see if I can get the wonderful Gemma back on board here. About all of this, guys, it's been absolutely crazy. My little phone just flashed up with emergency overheating.
I can't get this.
My phone flashed up with emergency phone overheating.
Oh, it was you. Okay, because I was messaging going, can you speak? I didn't know if I was like, okay, right, yes.
I'm so sorry. It just totally
died on me. I feel like I could talk to you forever.
Otherwise, we'll be going on for hours. I'll be here at 2 in the morning and no one will be watching.
You are so on my wavelength, and it's so inspiring to meet a fellow woman who is out there supporting women with the same ethos that I am and trying their best to do that. You know, yeah. And so I feel like I can't wait to work with you in the future, but I really want my clients, my mums, all that sort of thing if they need your support. And I would say, if you don't have, you know, a support network around you, that's your first priority as a pregnant woman, is to build that community around you of positive people. And you're one of those people that I would be like, run to her, you know. How can people find you?
So obviously via my Instagram, and I try and I'm going to get you on to do live with me, but in the last month or two, I've started doing lots of live with people. So I try and put a lot of value and a lot of information on there. But on my website, Positive Birth Scotland, so I've got my hypnobirthing and birth preparation program. And I also have weekly birth calm classes. So tonight, it's 8:30 till 10 o'clock every Thursday night. I have a birth calm. It's a pregnancy relaxation and mindset class. So I call it, it's like a woman's pregnancy circle, really. So everyone gets in their PJs in bed. And it's an opportunity really to share how everyone is, get support and ask questions. Yeah. Not that I can't give clinical advice, but to a midwife, to a birth educator. We do a bit of teaching birth preparation. And then I do a guided hypnosis and relaxation session, literally put people to sleep. So that's a great sort of take there. But yeah, via my website, Positive Birth Scotland, and just DM me if you've got a question or anything.
Wonderful. Perfect, yeah, because I find you go onto Google and it directs you to so many different things. And, you know, I find that first page of Google can sometimes quite often be very manipulated with things that are, you know, more SEO friendly, not necessarily
I am first one on Google.
So it's my girl. Of course you are. I think I can't remember.
I just had enough time on the clock. I think just that's how I've ended up there. That's all it is. I love as well that we're doing very different things, but it's that seeing beyond the kind of, you're not just doing photography, and it's understanding the impact of that. And fundamentally, yeah. I think we both just want women to be adored and cared for in the way that they deserve. And this whole experience, be it having a newborn and birth, being captured emotionally and, you know, being remembered in the way it should be celebrated.
Oh, God.
And it can be a beautiful time to remember. And we're both doing very different things, but actually quite similar things.
It is. And it's through, yeah, I totally, totally agree with you. You know, and so I really want to encourage all our listeners and all our viewers to go over and see Gemma. She's amazing. I can't even tell you how many women of clients have said to me, Gemma is the lady. She has emotionally supported me through A, getting over trauma, or B, going through the whole process and being fully cradled and supported and emotionally, physically, mentally, the whole shebang.
Thank you so much.
She is the lady, guys, to go and see. So thank you so much for coming on here today.
You're my pleasure.
Amazing.
And I love meeting you.
And when we're out of this, we're all going for gin. We're so
good. I'm there. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, my darling. And you have a fantastic day. And you let me know about your live, and I am so there.
We'll stay in touch. Thank you so much for having me.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Have a good work.
Bye.
Bye-bye.